Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce here with Angie Beach from Music in the Mountains. Musicinthemountains.com for all the exciting things. And the countdown is coming. It's 5 weeks away, 6 weeks?
It's definitely the countdown. It's just a little over 5 weeks. Yeah, I can't. It gives me a little bit of a heart attack, but yes.
Yeah. Well, don't be doing that on us. And you've been at the helm of Music in the Mountains for how long?
This will be my 13th year, my lucky 13 year.
Wow, time flies when we're having fun. So
yeah, thank you.
Every time I interview you, I say, all right, what are some of the highlights? We talked about Pop's concert out at Ignacio at the Skyview Casino. What are some other ones that are, a little, I'm going to say, different and unusual, whether it's the venue or the music?
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is always one of those great questions that's hard because it's like choosing from my kids.
Yep.
There's like over 40 events that happen over the course of this, month.
Uh-huh.
But okay, I will answer it. I'm really excited about Friday, July 21st. We are doing what's called Candlelight Concert.
Ooh.
And we got over 1,000 candles. They're in my office.
Wow.
And we are going to do a chamber performance inside the concert hall. The lights will be low, but we'll have over 1,000 candles on stage surrounding a strings ensemble, and it is going to be a magical night. And so I'm saying, pro tip, all you listeners out there, date night. Okay.
That.
I am very much excited about that. 7 o'clock on a Friday night, July 21st.
I've seen that promo on various social media. That looks cool.
Yeah, I really can't wait to do that. I'm also really looking forward to the Charlie Chaplin. So it's called Chaplin's Smile. So earlier I talked about how Philippe Quint is going to guest with the Pops crew. Mm-hmm. And do Schindler's List. But really, the idea that we have Philippe Quint coming to Durango once again is out. It's just mind-blowing because he is an A-lister in the world of classical music. And he has put together a program celebrating Charlie Chaplin. And this is going to be a multimedia performance. So our full orchestra with him on violin, we're going to have clips from Charlie Chaplin's movies and tango dancers on one of the pieces. And so it's like a different level. We've never attempted the dancer piece before. And so I think it's going to be spectacular. I was really excited about another one that is less classical. It's with the full orchestra. It's called Cha-Cha-Cha Latin Jazz Night. And that's on the final weekend, Saturday, July 29th. And it is going to be high energy and really fun music. And then, of course, I would be remiss to not talk about probably one of our most popular events every year, which is the family concert. And
yeah,
for only $5, you can come and enjoy a kid-friendly concert designed for kids and their families, and a hot dog and a root beer float and chips and just like a whole picnic vibe. And then you go inside the concert hall for this full orchestra performance, this designed for kids, for only $5. And that's thanks to, in large part, to the Durango, Morehart Murphy Motors in Durango. They are longtime supporters of Music in the Mountains and especially for our youth program. So thank you to Morehart Murphy Motors. And a whole bunch of other wonderful business sponsors.
Yeah. Well, and again, with all those different sponsors, and yeah, in fact, Morehart Murphy was our recipient of Business of the Year last year. And so they do so much for the community. And again, all of these are at musicinthemountains.com. You've got such a variety of opportunities. Just talking about what you mentioned, and I could sit there and go, oh, I would like that, because you talk about the upbeat and the type of music. I'm not a big, chamber mellow music myself. You got to keep me bouncing around in the seat, and what opportunities there are for all of the concerts, as well as the mobile stage going around to the different communities. So are there any other, I'm going to give you a chance to give shout outs. So are there any others that you'd like to, new sponsors, people like that, that are participating with Music in the Mountains this year?
Yeah, I mean we are so lucky to have the kind of support that we have, but if since you said new, I can easily call out a few of our new sponsors this year. And the General Palmer is one that I'm very excited about. They're going to be housing all of our soloists. You know, they only come in for a few nights as opposed to the full orchestra that they stay the, you know, 3 to 4 weeks. So each one of those are going to stay at the beautiful downtown General Palmer, right down on Main Avenue. So we're really excited about them. We're also excited about the Gable House too,
Oh,
another
yeah.
lodging partner. So that's really great. But then we have some, you know, like just rock solid standbys. You know, Coca-Cola and the Maple family are amazing. Durango Dermatology, Kennebec Wealth Management. Oh my gosh, so many new ones. Oh, and we have new mobile stage sponsor. We're going to be out at Three Springs for one of our free concerts
Oh.
because of Three Springs and Centura Mercy Hospital teaming up to bring us there. So we're really excited about them. I guess I could go on and on, and I hate to miss people because there are so many that give us
Well, I'm gonna,
support, and I couldn't do it without.
and I'm sure you have all your sponsors listed at musicinthemountains.com, and I'm looking at the time. We only got about a minute left. So with that, I'm still looking for volunteers. Training's coming up. Tickets are on sale right now at musicinthemountains.com. Obviously, if you're in one of the sponsors, give them a big shout out and thank them for helping support. What have I forgotten with 30 seconds left?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. My mind is just a big giant blank. But thank you so much, Jack, for having me on, for helping me get the word out. Our mobile stage concerts are Thursday, July 6th, 7th, and 8th. I hope you guys can all come out and enjoy a free concert. And then once you experience that, you'll definitely want to buy tickets for the rest of the shows. So, oh, and we have an online auction too, and it all supports our music education programming. By the way, we do music education programming in our community all year long, and a lot of people don't know that either. It's also on our website, musicinthemountains.com.
Well, I'll get you back on the air. We'll continue to talk about stuff. And Angie, thank you so much for everything you do.
Thanks, Jack. Have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
Right, we're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240, KDGO, and 98.3 FM. Have a great day.